the still with the Eds, it's fucked up because you two, even if you think they're shit, they're going to be the biggest band ever because there are no bands anymore.
Yeah. I mean, the Stones are still out there, which is fucking crazy to me that they're still doing it.
Yeah, they're fucking drummers in one.
Oh, my bad. My bad. What'd you say? Sorry, my fucking phone screamed in my ear right there.
The drummer of the Rolling Stones is 81. Like, how the fuck is that even possible?
Yeah, no shit. Like, how you can do an entire concert at 81 years old is fucking... you can't even imagine how that happens. Like, it, on paper, it doesn't work ever. Like, that's an impossibility.
Yeah, it's for 2 hours he plays the drums at that age.
But Mick Jagger, I mean, he's still pumping out kids. Isn't his youngest kid like 2 years old and he's 77 or 70 fucking six?
Yeah, I think he's got more cum than fucking anyone.
He's got
he's got more cum. He's got more cum than everybody.
He's got yeah, but dude, what's he got, like 15 kids?
Yeah. He has a lot.
He's got a shit ton of fucking kids.
If you know what it is, like, if you have the money to do that, I would do that if I had the money.
Just
to
keep popping them out?
Yes, why not?
Because you're not paying attention to any of them.
Yeah, but who cares?
Or you have like two that are your favorite, and the rest of them you're like, yeah, I'll get to you. Just, you know.
Yeah, but at that point, like, you have so much money, who gives a shit? Like, these are all my kids.
You're fucking with these kids. Look at Stallone's kid. He offed himself.
Yeah, but you got to treat him more like, it's got to be like the Yakuza. You got to let him fight it out between the brothers.
You put the ball and the sword down, you pick the ball, you join your mother in heaven. Pick the sword, your journey goes on with me.
Dude, like, seriously, if you have that much money, no, just keep popping kids out. You know, because listen, the most important thing is that you're remembered, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to be, no matter what, in this lifetime, you want to be remembered somehow, some way, right?
What we do in this life holds an eternity.
Hopefully not for something bad. You don't want to be remembered for, like, fucking a horse and getting caught for it, or, like, I don't know.
That one guy that got the videos about, the movie, Hughesy, you know this movie, the guy from Seattle? He got fucked by the horse. There's a documentary about him. He got fucking, he would fuck a horse, and the horse fucking just rammed it in there and fucking literally gutted him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, like fucking destroyed his intestines and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole documentary on it. I forget the name of it.
Yeah, that's a horrible way to be remembered, though.
You listen to Opie and Anthony something, or didn't you? Or at least Anthony?
Oh, yeah, big time. I listened, yeah.
So you've never heard them talk about this documentary?
Strangely, no, but this is something I'm fucking checking out right after.
Yeah, just put in a Seattle horse kills man, the type thing in the Google search.
Killed the guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, he penetrated him so deep, he legit, like, gutted him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do the intro.
Yeah.
And then we'll intro our guest. Okay. Not that, you know, we haven't said his name 50 times at this point.
Yeah.
And then we'll, you know, get into some other stuff. But yeah,
holy
Seattle,
shit.
Horse, guy, Google it.
Yeah, stay tuned, guys. yeah, let's get this fucking intro going.
All right.
Fuck.
One, two, one.
Two. This is the Super Ugly Show.
We get through by the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And expect nothing more. True savages of podcasting fame. It's Super Ugly Show.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Holy shit. Fucking Richie's Super Ugly Show.
Yo.
What'd you expect, motherfucker?
Me, Richie. Not you, asshole.
Fucking damn right it is, Richie. You're an animal. You're an animal.
Camel toe is in. I'm telling you, Rocky, it is.
You're a fucking mental patient.
Camel toe is in.
Fuck you guys. Super ugly show.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like light on. That's part of the show. It's part of life.
Hey, come on. No. No.
If you hear to piss off people. How valuable is your life, really?
Yeah.
Fucking Rocky.
Just sing
the. I gave up on your call.
Just sing the.
John Stone, some of them. Fucking guy hasn't been here in like 6 months. Fucking John. I love him. Miss you, buddy. I hate the whole sound clip thing, but I wish I just had that one button just for that, how valuable really is human life.
Yeah.
Because I want to say that so many times during this show, especially looking at you. It's repeating in my head, trust me.
Yeah, you should have that on demand.
I know, but I hate those things. I do.
Yeah, but just... Yeah. It would be useful.
Yeah, would it, though? Would it?
It might be a little gimmicky.
All right, so Bubba Wallace. Do you hear about this, Uzi?
This cunt, what a fucker. Like.
The best part of it, though, is that they all rolled him out there like it was a special needs kid. You know, like there was no investigation. They just assumed, noose, black guy. All right, we're all going to roll him like it was a fucking like Rudy or something. You know what I mean? Did you see him all on the track behind his car?
I'm so glad this happened because I've been completely... See, it's hard to say because I'm not saying that I'm anti-Black Lives Matter, but...
Oh, my goodness. Please don't say that. My God, this is the first time you're on our show and you're going to say something like that. Please don't say something like that. My God.
But it's been hijacked. By fucking attention.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right.
You see that Aaron Paul thing of like, he goes...
Oh, we made fun of that so much last week or 2 weeks ago.
I take responsibility.
But the best is what you just did, is the actor getting ready. I mean, I'm getting in character... And then he looks up and he's like, all right, now I'm ready.
Yeah.
And if you look closely in all in the eyes... You could see the teleprompter. They're all reading off the fucking teleprompter. You could see the screen reflecting off their fucking eyes.
Yeah. Well, what he really said was what he meant to say was I heard some behind the scenes footage, and what he meant to say was he goes, I wish there was a season 8 of Breaking Bad.
I'm sure, and I also pointed that out though too. How like everyone in that video, their careers aren't at the best moments right now.
See, I thought it was going to be like, I don't work and I don't like black people.
Please hire me. Just anyone, give me a job, please.
Looking for new work. I don't care if it's porn. As long as it's with nobody that's black.
My favorite was
No blacks.
Remember the other guy? The one with the fucking beanie on? And he did the Batman voice?
Yes.
What an asshole. For every time that I laughed. No, every time an unfunny racist joke was told about me and I said nothing. Really? Really?
Like, come on.
Really? Guys. Because I bet you everyone else in the room was fucking laughing it up.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Some racist jokes are funny as shit.
I don't like racist jokes, except for the ones about the Asians. They're fucking hilarious. But about black people, that's a niche. I just want to... One more problem I've got with Justin Theroux. He talks about racism. If you go watch Charlie's Angels 2, he plays a guy from Belfast, and he might as well have played a fucking squirrel. Is that realistic?
Why, his accent was bad?
I've seen more realistic fucking unicorns.
Oh, that's awesome. I love when shit like that happens. That is fantastic. But yeah, no, that was a tough watch. Like, watching it, you go, why? How does no one go, this isn't a good idea. Don't do this. Like, this is a bad idea. These never turn out well. The public never receives these well. After Wonder Woman did it, and everyone was like, look at these fucking assholes. You think now this is our time to do it? Like, ours is about the Black Lives Matter movement, so how can they be mad? You know? But no, everyone was mad again, and everyone was like, just shut the fuck up. Really.
But shut up.
It's not necessary. Like,
no one wants to hear it from them. No one wants to hear it from anybody, honestly. No. But from them especially.
It's so cringe.
The Wonder Woman thing was so bad that it made sexism acceptable for the next 4 months.
Yeah. Everyone was like, you know what? Corona's not that bad if we don't have to hear any more of this shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What kind of a thing is that to say when people are dropping dead? Because imagine there's no heaven.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's going to make it worse, bitch.
Imagine there's no heaven. You might die soon, and imagine there's no heaven.
Just flush your granny down the toilet.
It's phenomenal, these people. Alright, speaking of, not speaking of, I think I said his name, but Rogan and Joey Diaz were trying to get canceled. This was not, they were trying to, people were trying to cancel them, because Joey Diaz, fucking, I don't know, 18 fucking years ago, was telling stories about how he used to be a door guy and he would have chicks blow him to get spots on the stage or whatever, whatever the case may be. It was kind of scummy, but if you listen to Joey and Rogan, he's also a kidnapper. You know, a rampant drug addict. Like, he's had a history of bad things that he's well aware of. He's accepted, and he's hopes that you can forgive him for. Yeah,
and he's told these stories to you.
It's like, not like Joey's like, yeah, you know, and still doing it. I know it's bad, but still doing it. He's like, yeah, it was some fucked up shit, but here's a story I have of some of the fucked up shit I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
And to try to cancel them, good luck.
Yeah.
Good fucking luck.
Yeah, right.
The people behind Rogan is fucking, it's uncancelable. Like, you can't cancel it.
And if you do, you're just going to make them even more fucking richer.
The more you say their names, it's the Howard Stern effect now. You know, like, love him or hate him, if you say his name, you're giving him the press he wants and people are going to see because they've heard the name before.
Yeah. It's just going to remind me that I have to go see him now.
Yeah. Well, what's the big deal about Joe Rogan? Do you listen to, you listen to Rogan, right?
I hate Joe Rogan.
No, really?
Yeah, he's a boring, he's fake as fuck. He's always like, he's like, I totally disagree. No, I completely agree with you right now.
See, I like the guests, though. Like him, you know, I like him, I'm not going to lie, but the guests he gets, though, are really fucking good.
Yeah, but when he got Robert Downey Jr., who, by the way, I think he has a lot of potential, and he's going to be a big star one day.
That kid's. He's. I think so too. I think you're hitting the nail on the head on that one.
He's a great guy. But with Downey Jr., he fucking goes. He says. So what was it like when you get cast as Iron Man? And it's like he fucking answered that 20 years ago.
Well, you know, it sucked. You know, like, fuck, I'm Iron Man. I guess I'll do this.
I wanted to put a bullet in my fucking head.
Yeah. Well, Iron Man wasn't cool until...
Yeah, but Robert Downey's career before Iron Man wasn't in the best place. He was doing good work. Not that he wasn't doing good work, but he was doing good small work.
Yeah.
Like indie movies. A Guide to Recognizing Your Saints. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which was a great fucking movie, but flew completely under the radar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His role in, what was the,
What's the one with him and Mel Gibson?
Oh, Singing Detective? Air America?
Air America, that's it. Wow. I haven't fucking thought of that movie in fucking...
What about the one with the horoscope sign?
The horoscope sign.
Zodiac. Yeah, the Zodiac. He did awesome in that movie.
Yeah, he did. Again, a Jake smaller Gyllenhaal. Movie.
Yeah.
You know, we brought up the other day that fucking no one brings up as far as his career is concerned. The last, like, 45 minutes of Natural Born Killers that he's in, he fucking absolutely destroys that movie. He is so good in that.
He's so good in Natural Born Killers.
Husey, thoughts? Oh, you're a stickler. You're a real stick in the mud, Husey. You know, we have you on for the first time. You're shooting down Rogan. Now Natural Born Killers stinks. What the fuck?
I just think that... The thing I don't like about Natural Born Killers is Woody Harrelson is always eating in every scene, but they don't show you where he got the food from.
Is he?
Yeah, he's chewing constantly, and that pisses me off.
Well, maybe he's got, like, chewing tobacco or something, or maybe he's chewing gum.
That's a deleted scene. You just ruined it for me.
I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, you got to think outside the box a little bit. Let's stay in the movie. Let's stay in the movie thing, and, Winona Ryder is trying to call out Mel Gibson for, get this, being anti-Semitic.
Well,
wasn't that something that happened? They were doing that 10 years ago.
What'd you say, Husey?
That's going to ruin his reputation.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, and I don't know who to believe on this one. I mean, Mel being anti-Semitic, he denies it. But, you know, I got a hunch that he may have, you know, said something anti-Semitic at some point to Winona Ryder.
Of course he has.
Right? Like, no one's believing you, Mel. I love the guy's work. I'm not going to say I love the guy. He's kind of a piece of shit from what I can tell.
No, I just think that he, you know, he says what he says. He might be an asshole, but whatever. If you guys don't like it, he stands by what he does, at least.
Oh, yeah. He absolutely does stand by, you know, all his shit. But his body of work, I mean.
He's awesome.
Yeah, you know what's a
come on. He's not like he's fucking raping people. He's a fucking. He might be an asshole, but everybody's an asshole.
I'm gonna throw out a Mel Gibson movie. Most people won't pick, but I'm gonna pick it. Ransom.
Great one. Yeah,
Ransom is fucking awesome. Yeah. Husey?
I I love that one.
Do you? All right. Look at that. Now we're rolling. How about the Rocky movies?
Oh, fuck. I love them all except for 1-4, and I don't like 6 or 7, but the 5 was clearly the best.
Yeah, well, me and Richie, see, you're trying to pull a fucking left turn on us, but don't you worry, my friend. Me and Richie actually do love Part 5.
Yeah.
So, how about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What I can understand about 5 is how did he get his accent back?
Yeah. But the brain damage.
Yes.
The brain damage knocked something back in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, now he's a, kid, where are you? You know?
Yeah.
And don't worry, it ain't gonna bite you. Go ahead, open your prize. Open your prize.
Do you think Sly's gonna go down as one of the most underrated actors there's ever been?
No, because he's the best right now. And
yeah, like people know. I mean, you live in Ireland, so you don't understand greatness.
Yeah.
But here in America, where greatness just, you know, everyone just pisses it.
Yes.
Stallone is an icon.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when Stallone dies, there'll be a moment of silence nationwide.
Yes.
For the man. Like, like everyone will be very, very upset. I imagine the funeral being something like Princess Diana, only bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. I will
that
be
was hilarious.
No, but he is that's America's idol right there.
Yeah, like Rocky over here, he's a big deal. People seem to love him. The Rocky statue was like the only statue not fucked with in Philadelphia during all this shit.
Yeah.
Because well, it'll get pulled down soon because Rocky kept beating up black guys.
Yeah, but then he also, you know, him and Apollo were best friends and they had that hug on the beach.
Yes.
He promotes interracial love.
Yeah. Gay sex.
I love the scene in Rocky 4. When Apollo calls the house and Rocky gets insanely excited, he goes, he's like, "Hello, Rocky." He goes, "Hey, Apollo,
hey, you're coming out all right." What am I doing? I'm getting dizzy. What are you doing?
You got gum.
Oh shit! I like this kid.
Oh, there you go.
That's great.
Oh my god. Let me ask you something. Over here, we got these fucking jerk offs. I seen one today. And like, I've had enough of them. These guys that like turn their pickup trucks into monster trucks. You know what I'm talking? Do you get that over there in Ireland?
Not so much, no.
Why don't you like that?
Because first of all, no one's going, "That guy's so cool. Look at his monster truck." That's first off. Like every time I see it, I go, "That's so stupid."
Well, sometimes it's like, "Yo, that looks really good."
No, it never looks good. You know why? Because you're not a monster truck. You're not going to run over other cars with your truck. That's the only reason why to have a monster truck.
To be fair, I seen one 4 days ago, and it wasn't obnoxiously lifted. But it was on a Bronco, like the O.J. Simpson Bronco, but in black. It was in perfect condition.
Yeah.
Not too much of a monster truck, but it was jacked up a little bit. But it was the Bronco.
Yeah.
It looked fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It really did.
It's just, to me, again.
Do you know that the Bronco is coming out soon?
They've been saying that for the past 5 years.
They're revealing it. They're revealing it July 9th. You know why they weren't? Because they were supposed to unveil it July 13th. You know what happened? O.J. Simpson's birthday is that day.
No, it's Nicole's. Something with Nicole.
It was O.J. Simpson's birthday.
I don't know.
They didn't unveil that because, I guess, the disrespect it would be for the family or whatever.
Imagine, like, they present one to him. Here, Jews, happy birthday.
Well, that truck, it is popular because of him. Am I wrong? I mean, that truck is him.
No, people love Broncos way before him.
Of course, but the white Bronco is the white Bronco.
Like, I just seen, who was it? Dwayne Wade. He got gifted a 76 Bronco. Please stop throwing my art around, Richie. It's precious art, and he throws it on the floor.
You know, it's funny you mentioned someone there was watching somebody doing commentary about this whole George Floyd thing.
Yeah.
And the guy says, you know, the people responsible for these crimes need to be brought to justice. And that person was O.J. Simpson.
What? What does that mean?
O.J. doesn't like it when people get away with violent crimes.
Oh, he doesn't, huh?
No, he thinks that people should always do the time for the crime.
Oh, okay. What about his time?
Oh, he wasn't there.
He wasn't there, Rich.
He was at Leslie Nielsen's house.
Oh, okay. I'm so lost.
I know you are, pal. It's all right. All right, there's something actually that I really did want to get legitimately into. Over the course of the weekend, I guess, right? Not even. What's today, Tuesday? Yeah, I guess over the course of the weekend, all these sexual allegations started getting thrown out all over the wrestling world. And, you know, it's horrible. All right, and shocker, the boys' club, there was, you know, sexual assaults, and I color me stunned. But I wanted to get to one person specifically because, you know, we happen to work with a certain somebody who is on the name of this fine, fine podcast promotion that we're on, and that's Mr. Vince Russo. Mr. Vince Russo has had an arch nemesis for quite some time now that goes by the name of Jim Cornette.
I've heard of him.
Have you?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, yeah. Real piece of shit.
He has the he's the guy with the tennis racket, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Real piece of shit.
Yeah.
So there was these allegations.
I never liked him. He always was. He had like the stupidest gimmick when we were younger.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I don't know if you've heard, but he's a real piece of shit.
Yeah. I never liked him as even like watching wrestling. Like he sucked. I always hated him.
Yeah, yeah. Piece of shit. Yeah.
I was like, why a character like this, the most useless character ever invented in the wrestling world? Yeah.
Even when he was with Owen Hart, he was still a piece of shit.
It's just stupid character.
It is. It's a very stupid character. Yeah. But Jim Cornette likes to run his mouth a lot and, you know, constantly berate people for their looks or their inability in the ring or their writing skills or whatever the case may be. Jim Cornette really likes to lean into people and really fucking give it to them and be one of those guys that, you know, he's so bad that, you know, I don't give a fuck type of guy, you know, just really, you know, has no boundaries type of guy. You know, those badasses that'll like tell you though, yeah, you know, I get a little crazy. I don't give a fuck, man. You know,
watch out now.
Yeah. Watch out for me. I'm an outlaw. Little Jimmy, got into some of this about his wife and him grooming people and kind of, you know, they'd have to earn their positions by fucking his wife and yeah, that type of shit. And he would watch and jerk off in the corner. Now, whether this stuff is true or not, he kind of went the Louis C.K. route with that part of it and was like, so what? I'm an adult. You know, I'm having fun. What's the problem with having a little fun? You know, in the hot tub parties and stuff like that. But then, the part that I found interesting, Rich, at the end of this clip is, we've discussed Piggy before. Jim Cornette's big fat pig of a wife.
Yeah,
we've discussed her before.
Oh.
And she's a horrendous person to look at. Awful, god awful woman to look at. And he starts going, I can handle the heat. You know, I don't mind it. But my wife. My poor wife, who's been out of the business for 15 years, she's not a part of this. She's crying. Her father died recently. Yada, yada, yada. And starts playing this fucking sympathy card.
Wait, why would she be listening to wrestling podcast?
Either because she gets it online. Either fucking way, you don't get to play the sympathy card, cocksucker. You don't get to be the one that goes, oh, feel bad for my poor fucking wife as you sat there and trashed Vince Russo's innocent wife who's never been in the fucking wrestling business, not for one fucking second, and his fucking children. So go fuck yourself, you fucking weasel. You want to sit there and try to fuck, oh, boo-hoo, boo-hoo, my poor wife, oh, boo-hoo. Fuck you, cocksucker.
He fucking threatened Vince's family?
Yeah, exactly. He threatened Vince's family. Like, the balls on this fucking guy to sit there and try to make people feel bad for your fucking wife. Why? Because you took advantage of a bunch of up-and-coming wrestlers who would do anything to get to the fucking big stage, including fucking your pig of a fucking wife? Get the fuck out of here. Yuzi, did you hear it by any chance?
No, I didn't hear it, but I read the quotes, but I think he should have just not spoken about it because he's made it 10 times worse.
Exactly. And the fact that he went the Louis C.K. route, what I mean by that is on Louis' new special, he was like, what am I guilty of? You know, you now know my fetish. He's like, that's what I'm guilty of. He's like, you know, he basically was like, I didn't do anything wrong. I asked these girls. I jerked off in front of them. That's all I did. And, you know, now the worst part of it is that you know what I like sexually. Like, that, you know, that's it's. That's I can't think of the right word right now. I'm a little worked up. But he basically went that route with the sexual stuff, where he was like, hey, I'm a kinky kind of guy who has fun. And it's like, yeah, but you're not addressing the parts where, you know, several people said you were doing this to, you know, and promising them spots, or if they didn't do it, they wouldn't get on, or, you know, like, but again, that's not even my point here. My point is,
yeah, because if that's how you're giving out your jobs, you're a fucking creep.
Yeah,
that's really bad.
But my whole point is the garnering of fucking sympathy for you and your wife, and then to sit there and be like, her dad died recently, and it was close to Father's Day. Fuck you. You don't get a pass, bro. You don't get a fucking pass. You had no problem fucking fat shaming Jordan Grace and calling her a fucking butterface. You had no problem attacking Russo's fucking kids and wife and threatening them. You had no problem fucking trashing every other fucking female on the roster for their fucking looks.
Yeah.
You got no problem making fun of every AEW guy. I'm not a huge fan, but they're working hard. You know, you got no problem doing that. Everybody's, hey, just dead. Just take it. Yeah. You know, it's part of life.
But when it's for you, but for you, we need to tread easy.
But for your wife, everyone should now back off. Fuck you. That's fucking outrageous for him to even try to get people to feel bad for him or his fucking wife.
But COVID is actually a good time for him because now his wife has to wear a mask.
Yeah, no shit. Oh my God, Rich, have you seen this woman?
Yeah.
She's ungodly looking.
Yeah.
Oh. It wouldn't be worth the spot. I don't care what spot it is. You could be telling me it's Cena's spot. I'd be like, I'm good. Cena's good. I'm going to try it on the indie circuit.
Yeah, I think if you touched her, you would get Freddie Mercury's spot.
Oh my God, was she a terrible woman. But yeah, I listened to that and I'm like, the fuck it. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you try to portray this badass tough guy. And now all of a sudden, because your wife's crying, you know, now all of a sudden you want to fucking put your tail between your legs and try to get people to feel bad. And I get it. I'm sorry your wife's crying. I don't want a woman to cry. You know what I mean? I don't want a woman to cry. Of course not. But for Jim Cornette to try to get people to feel bad for him is fucking crazy. Like, you have done some horrible, awful shit to people. And honestly, everything that happens to you, that's karma, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way I see it. Karma's a motherfucker. This has been a long time coming for you, cocksucker.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, it's he's caused his own downfall so many times that it's really hit the end. Like, I don't see how it gets any lower because he's already got done for racism. He's physically attacked wrestlers. now he's a pervert.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. If I asked him to wear your T-shirt, you would say, "No way, this is my T-shirt. Why would I let you wear this?" So why is he okay with people fucking his wife?
Yeah, I never understood that cuck thing. Like, yeah, I'm not, like, to me, I'm like, you know, I'm a little voyeuristic. You can watch us, but you can't touch. Like, there's no touching.
That's weird. Why would you want people to be fucking your wife?
And then, like, watching it and getting off to it. That's fucking crazy. Like, that's, I can never understand the mentality of that. It's just fucking weird.
Do you think there's a chance that Cornette is maybe a little, shall we say, mysterious?
Oh, I don't know. He is very quick to try to prove his manhood, and usually guys like that have something to hide. So you could be right. I mean, you know, most of those guys that are so quick to be, you know, jump on the I'm not gay, pile. Look how ungay I am type of guys. You know the guys I'm talking about? He's very, comes off as one of those type of people where, like, he's got something to prove about how, you know, of a man he is. Because he's been a fucking, a worm in the land of giants.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're the guy who walks out the star.
Yeah.
You're a fucking zero. You're a nobody. Yeah. You really are. You're a fucking zilch. And
you're never the man. The man is all around you.
Yeah, exactly.
Never you.
Yeah, you got to always big somebody else up. So his ego's just got to be shit to begin with.
Of course, yeah. But you're always the less of a man.
But fuck him. Fuck him so hard. Like, I couldn't believe that. Like, my poor wife. And all I'm thinking is when we had Vince on and him telling us the horrific fucking things Cornette said, and then that hour video where he's trashing Vince and his wife and his fucking kids. And I'm like, no, fuck you. No one feels bad for you because you say shit like this about real innocent people. Your wife was in the industry. Her allegations are industry allegations, okay? You attacking Vince's wife is literally completely 100% uncalled for. Attack Vince all you want. Vince will say the same thing. Attack me all you want. But there was...
Plus, if you remember, Vince once said that sometimes people are obsessed. Guys who are obsessed with wrestling maybe might have homosexual tendencies.
When it's to that level, I remember him saying that, too. He caught some shit for that, too, I remember.
Could that be the thing, though, that maybe set Cornette off? If, in fact, he likes to, have a sausage.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. You know, but all right, let's move on. That's enough fucking goddamn wrestling talk. We all know we don't like to do it here. The Witch Hunt is also on for Jimmy Kimmel. Now,
what's going on with that?
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel's just getting it from all angles at this point. The Man Show, some rap song he did in 1996 for a radio station. He says the N-word a couple times. And then the Karl Malone blackface thing. Now, all of them are under the umbrella of comedy. And I was listening to Jim Norton today, and he made a fucking great...
I'm surprised, because usually he's protected.
Jimmy, well, that's why everyone wants him canceled, because he is so protected. But Jim Norton made a great point. When you try something in comedy and it doesn't work, this happens. What's happening to Kimmel, right? Or what's happening to... who else did it happen to recently? Jimmy Fallon, okay? It's still under the umbrella of, I was trying to be funny. My bad, it was distasteful if you took it that way.
Howard Stern, too.
Howard Stern, okay? But if you're an actor and you portray murderers on TV, nobody's got a problem with that, right? If you write a book about raping women and murdering people, no one's got a problem with that.
No.
Like, you can write and do all this horrific shit on film or in a book or even in a play, and nobody's got a problem with it. But a comedian just trying to make somebody laugh just because you found it a little offensive should be completely fucking canceled? Like, that's crazy. And he makes a great fucking point.
But I do love it when a super liberal gets caught out.
Well, all the blackface is all liberal people. If you look at the list, it's nothing but liberal people. All the blackface people. Ted Danson, fucking Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Howard Stern. They're all fucking liberals.
Tina Fey.
Yeah. 30 Rock. That's right. They just pulled all the 30 Rock episodes.
Wow, what the fuck?
Not all of them, the ones with the blackface.
What's going on, though? That's so fucking weird.
You can't attempt humor, and because black is so sensitive, everything is so sensitive when it comes to black people right now, that Aunt Jemima is gone. Like,
what?
Yeah, Aunt Jemima's gone. Gone! She's gone.
What do you mean she's gone?
I'm just glad that it's so weird how this whole... thing that's going on, it's really offensive to Asians, I think, because nobody gives a fuck about them, and it's like Eddie Murphy played an Asian man in Norbit, the classic Oscar winning film.
It is, it's and a great film.
Norbit?
Yes. I hope to make 10 Norbits. But he plays an Asian, and it's yellow face, is that, are you allowed to say that? Well, he's not being called out for that, but at the same time, I do like it when liberals, preachy ones, get called out.
Yeah, it's weird to see this. Hello?
Yeah.
It's weird to see all these different people that we normally would never get in trouble for stuff like this to be put on the spot. It's really messed up.
But I think the only logical next step, it's, and I know it sounds dumb, but people are going to start to get offended by food.
By food?
Yeah, and then food gets banned.
Okay, give me an example.
Well, whites won't be allowed to eat rice.
White rice. White Uncle Ben's rice. Is that going to be a problem?
Fried chicken's going to get banned.
Fried chicken, why? Because black people like fried chicken?
No, because you need to say the stereotype of the black people eat that.
Yeah, so now black people are not allowed to eat chicken?
Well, we'll see. I think that, because there's nothing else left to get offended by.
Okay, I mean...
So, food is it?
Oh my God. Okay, so no fried chicken for black people. I think what you saying that is very offensive.
No, I'm saying that it's
going to
be
fine. Oh my God. Yeah, no, that is extremely offensive, and that's it's a racist joke.
What? Racist joke?
Yes, he told a very racist.
That is
very
not
racist joke.
That is not endorsed or sanctioned by Russo's Brand or russosbrand.com. We do not condone that type of behavior. I was not
that
here.
That kind of humor.
Yes, or that type of humor. I was not here, and Richie is irresponsible.
Yeah, I'm not.
And doesn't know any better.
I can't be accountable. I'm happy.
But whatever the hell he just said, we apologize for, and we do not condone that type of talk here on Russo's Brand.
You see what
it is not representative of the brand.
Okay, thank you. Do you see what we have to do now? This is a dangerous,
We got suspended once.
Why you said it?
What?
Who got suspended before?
We got accused of saying something, and we've actually got...
We got a six-week or eight-week suspension where we weren't being aired on the brand.
Yeah. These times are very strict.
Because someone wrote an email, and we got in trouble.
Yeah. So now we got to be careful what we say, and... It's been a real drag the past.
Gotta tell you, it's a fucking bummer. I just want to be able to say racial epithets and fucking speak homosexual slurs. Why can't I just do that?
I mean, shit, because it's all in the name of everybody's having fun.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
But again, outside of looking in, you do have to understand their point of view. Where it's like, yeah, it's fun at my expense. You know what I mean? As the people that, are being used as fodder, let's say.
Okay, well, we get used as fodder all the time.
I know, but we got thickest skin. We come from a place of that. You know what I mean? Like, we come from a world of breaking balls.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't sit in the barbershop and not have your fucking balls broken.
It's part of the, it's part of the thing.
Like, you would know who's going to last and who's not. Like, I remember coming in and looking at you and being like, no.
Yeah, he ain't gonna be here that long.
No. Because you would see him, like, as everyone's breaking balls, he starts clamming up because he don't know when to hop in, or he's just not good at breaking balls.
Yeah.
And then once that happens, as soon as someone spots you that you'll be in the quiet guy, it's over.
Yeah, because now you'll get it, and
you're the target now.
But I don't know; it's just a weird fucking thing.
What?
I just want to clarify: it wasn't a racist joke when I said. I was just saying that. If people are now offended by comedy, fucking hairstyles, music, paintings, all this shit, that the logical next step is food, and they're going to start banning food.
You said they're going to start banning food.
You know what? What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Banning food?
Yeah.
They're going to ban fried chicken because it's racist.
Well, you know what, though? Like... The way it's going, like, it's getting crazy to that point. Like, I get what he's saying. What he said was not racist. I understand what he's saying, though. It's getting crazy to that fucking point where it's like, well, no, we can't serve that type of food here. We don't want to come off a certain way, you know? Like, it's getting to that fucking point.
Yeah, yeah.
Like people are now, Jesus is now a target where people are like, he's not white. And it's like, we all know. It's our Jesus. Can our Jesus be white?
Yeah.
It's a fucking mythical character to begin with, all right?
Shade like, yours darker.
You know, like, it's like being mad about the Easter Bunny. Like, let's take it fucking back a notch.
Yeah.
All right? No offense to any religious people. I don't mean to knock your religion. I'm just not religious, okay? But...
I'm whatever religion you guys are.
But, to sit there and be like, no, your Jesus can't look like that. You need to change. It's like, you don't even go to this church. What do you care?
Yeah.
Like, who gives a fuck what Jesus looks like?
Yeah, I like my Jesus with red hair. Fuck you.
I like my Jesus to wear a tuxedo t-shirt,
I like
Jesus. Fuck Jim Cornette's wife.
That. You ever see that tattoo show on MTV where you and your friends got to go and you do the secret tattoo and your friend can't see what it is?
Yeah.
I want to do that with Richie, and I had the greatest fucking tattoo idea ever to put on him. Mm. Two devils spit roasting Jesus. Right? Right? Tell me that's not the best thing you've ever heard of as far as a secret tattoo.
Do you understand what he just said?
Of course he giggled. Yeah. He laughed. Of course he did. Of course.
Okay.
But on that show, could you imagine unveiling that? And, like, it's going to take a second for you to realize what's going on. But then all of a sudden, you're just going to see it and be like, oh, fuck. Like, that's the worst thing that can possibly be on me. There's nothing worse than that.
That's the worst tattoo.
I think I've got something worse.
Go ahead.
You go to see the tattoo. It's a full back tattoo of a giant throbbing ejaculating penis. And the balls, one is Hitler and the other one's Bin Laden.
See, I still think...
Okay, right, and what is that, your two butt cheeks?
No, that's just right in the middle.
No, I get what he's saying. Like, right on your back, okay, in the crack of, like, the, you know, where your back has that nice...
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
some of us have it, Rich.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, ball each there. One's Bin Laden, one's Hitler. Dick's coming, nice and hard, throbbing. Veiny, I would suggest, also, right? Can I help out with this one? Yeah.
I like the veins. That's a good idea.
You know, like...
ejaculating onto the Korean flag.
Yeah. Like on your shoulder, though. The flag's on your shoulder, like you put it there proudly, but then all of a sudden this dick came out of nowhere and is jizzing on it. I like that. That's a good... And the pubes, not bushy, just some wiry ones, like curly, wiry ones.
What if the bush is George Jr. and his George Sr.?
Just
George,
little ones.
George Floyd?
Little one, whoa, oh, no.
Too soon?
Whoa,
too
what
soon?
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God, no.
No, I'm just kidding. No, joke, it was a joke, no. It was a joke, it was a joke.
Elvira, come here, I was kidding! I was kidding!
That was a joke, it was a joke. Hey, open your prize. I got your prize, open your prize.
See, this is why we can't play with other people. Richie gets too fucking out of hand. He doesn't know where to fucking go or nothing. All of a sudden, he's just like, you know what? Hitler's ideas weren't that bad, guys. You
know? He may pull up the question.
Yeah, exactly. Unfucking believable. Definitely not. No. No, not at all.
Sorry.
Not at all. My goodness, Richie. Holy, let's move on. Let's move on. Cobra Kai is going to Netflix, and everybody's saying yay! Cobra Kai, season 3, Netflix. How about that, Rich?
I love Cobra
Kai. Can't wait for Allie to get there. We're all waiting for the Allie reveal.
Yeah, I get to finally see Allie's tits.
Whoa.
What? Allie's got a great set of tits. They were trying to hide them in the first Karate Kid.
She's a fucking saint of a woman, and that's how you talk about her?
Dude, you know they were trying to hide those titties.
They were pushing them down. They were pushing them down. But she gets all fucking naked and banged out in the Nick Cage movie where he's a drunk.
Yeah, but that's not a continuation of Karate Kid.
It's not. It could be.
No.
Like, she goes into a downward spiral.
No, that's horrible.
Ends up as a hooker in Vegas, a drunk.
Nobody wants to alley a drunk Vegas hooker.
I always imagined, what's her name? Kimoko? What's her name?
Okay.
Kiniko, what? Yeah. I always imagined her being, like, traded into sex slavery. Like, I figured, like, if you do, like, a sick branch off, like, she thinks she's going to dance, because remember?
Yeah.
Dummy's looking at the TV. That's what I want to do. Yeah, I want to be a dancer.
Yeah, they get her hooked on heroin, though.
Yeah, they get her all jacked up on the fucking horse.
Yeah.
And they send her over to fucking, like, Taiwan. And she's just getting reamed out by fucking American businessmen.
Yeah, and when she wants to leave, they just put her into withdrawal and have her kicked.
Yep.
Then they just give her more heroin to keep her fucking staying there and just getting fucked.
Like Rambo's niece.
Over and over again.
Did you see the newest Rambo yet?
No, I didn't see it.
What a piece of shit you are.
Fuck, I gotta see it tonight.
Did you see the newest Rambo?
Yeah, I seen it, and it was, without a doubt, the most recent.
The most what?
Recent.
Yes. Yes, it was the most recent. Some of his answers are fantastic.
Is it good? It's amazing, right? It's amazing.
The fact that he can still do it is more... It's kind of like when you see your grandparents walk up the stairs alone, and you go, oh, good for them. They did it.
Yeah, but Rambo's running and ripping hearts out of people's chests.
Yeah,
I mean, here's the thing. You can't go into a Rambo going, oh, I really hope this is, like, story strong. Like, all I'm going there for is to... All right, how's he going to fuck people up this time?
Yeah,
like, that's literally, it's like a horror movie. Like, when I'm going to see Jason 8, it's not like I'm like, I can't wait for them to really get into the lore of what's going on. No. I'm here to see you fucking kill people in the funnest way possible.
Yeah.
And that's how I go into a Rambo movie, you know?
The collarbone thing was one of the most vicious things I've seen in this film.
Wasn't that awesome?
I gotta see that part.
Dude, that part, it makes you fucking cringe because... It's very lifelike, the effect that they use. It seems like it's practical effects and not CGI at all. But just the thought of someone snapping your collarbone with their bare hands and then fucking yanking on it away from your fucking body.
That's crazy.
Oh, God, it's fucking, it's a hard watch, that scene.
But I'm still wanting to know why we never got Cobra 2.
Oh, I would love that. Marion Cobretti, too. I've been waiting for that. Now, talk about... Go ahead, sorry.
Frank Stallone coming up soonish, and I want to know about Cobra. Why no sequel?
Frank Stallone actually has a documentary coming out, and it's titled Stallone Frank. And it's supposed to be fantastic. It's making its way around all the fucking circuits and all the you know, like, little award things.
Norm MacDonald ruined Frank Stallone's career, though.
Did he?
Yeah, because Norm would be like, hey, the nominations for the funniest man of the year come out. Number two, it's at Rodney Dangerfield. And number one, you guessed it, Frank Stallone. And he turned him into a regular Saturday Night Live punchline.
Yeah, but Frank Stallone's the man. I love Frank Stallone.
It's your great songs.
Take it back.
Take it back. Two kinds of love.
Yeah. Do, 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 do.
Yeah. There are two kinds of love
that you ought to know.
There are two kinds of love. They're like the local jukebox. Are they, dummy? Okay, Rock. We get it. You know everybody in the neighborhood. He's that guy that people like cross the street like, oh, fuck, there's Rocky. Not because they owe him money. It's just they don't want to get caught up in whatever fucking nonsense he's rambling on about.
Yeah.
I would avoid him like the fucking plague. I'd be like, fuck, God, he got us. Shit.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
In Rocky 1, was Adrian, was she a bit special?
See, they make it seem like she may be like on the autistic scale.
Who?
Yeah.
And then even, again, they allude to this in part four, which we referenced earlier. Remember when he gives her the present, for some reason he calls it a prize, and then he has to inform her that the watch, even though it looks like a snake, it ain't going to bite you.
Yeah.
You know, the guy told me, even though it looks like a snake, it ain't going to bite you. And she's like, kind of like, oh, okay, now that you've told me, I feel much safer, and puts it on.
Yeah.
As if she was going to open it and go, oh, fuck, a snake.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Why would you give me a snake?
You dummy.
But yeah, in the first one, though, she does
take
seem
it to
like,
the zoo, Rock.
Well, exactly. Even Gazzo's boy, he says, you know, retards like the zoo. Bring it to the zoo, Rock.
Yeah. And he brought it to the zoo.
To propose to her in part two.
Yeah.
Which is probably why she said yes.
Because she's retarded.
Well, she was just so excited to see the tigers and shit. She was going to say yes to anything at that point.
Because she's retarded.
Well, that's what Gazzo's guy said. That's what Gazzo's guy said.
I don't know him to be a liar.
No, he's definitely not. He's definitely not.
but it's kind of gross because, like, Adrian was like Rocky's his personal sex slave. Like, Rocky 3, she's just sitting there on a stool watching him work out with a bunch of black guys.
Yeah.
And she's nothing else to do in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, couldn't she go shopping?
I worked up a fuck.
Yeah.
And I thought
she's a slut.
Never mind.
She is a slut.
We're in the wrong time for that one. boy, did I have a zinger if this was 2017.
Are you going to reference the part that he was saying with the people watching?
No.
In Apollo's gym. Apollo's gym when they go. There's like a freaking 100 black guys all around. They're all like, all right, who's getting the first, guys?
Man, how's he training properly? He's constantly looking over.
They're all playing with their beers.
Before this goes too far. Before this goes too far. Because it could very easily go too far. Oh, man. All right, what else? I had some other shit. We got a few minutes left.
Rocky 3, Adrian 14.
Adrian, what?
Never mind.
Oh, all right. Gave up on that one. That's all right. That's all right. Billy Mitchell got all his records back.
He did.
So, the ones he still had, but they declared that he didn't cheat, and he got. You know, Billy Mitchell.
King of Kong.
Fucking right, King of QZ. Look at you. Fucking right, King of Kong. I want to get him on here so bad, so bad. I want to get him. Joel Schumacher died. He made the worst Batman ever, the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd agree agree with that. I thought that Justice League was so shit that I smelled it.
Okay, we have quite a debate on our hands here. No fault to Mr. Ben Affleck, sir. Mr. Ben Affleck, in my eyes, is arguably the best Batman we've ever had. He just happens to be in shit fucking movies. But as Batman, Ben Affleck, to me, could have been the best Batman given the right fucking film. They fucking pissed this guy away.
Do you think there's a chance with this extended Justice League coming out that this could somehow reboot that franchise and they could have...
There's already talks of that. Which, like I said, like, I mean, as Batman, like, take away the film. Just him as Batman and him as Bruce Wayne. Like, you can't tell me you don't see the potential of him being, like, the best Batman. To me, Christian Bale, he was just whatever. Michael Keaton, to me, was the best Batman. And then Affleck.
Yeah. Well, what they need to do is the Arkham Asylum movie.
Yeah.
And make it sort of, maybe not violent, but make it very hard-edged. Batman's in there.
Rated R.
The 100 prisoners. It would be fucking great.
Yeah, make it rated R. We haven't had a rated R Batman yet. You know people are willing to go to rated R. Look at Wolverine. Look at Deadpool. People will love rated R fucking comic book movies. And Batman is perfect for it.
Out of all of them, Batman definitely could go rated R.
But Joel Schumacher also made Lost Boys, so it is a loss. He made a lot of other good movies too. I don't feel like pulling those up as IMDb, but Lost Boys being like one of the biggies. So,
well, Joel Schumacher did Falling Down, which
that's right,
ripped off for the Joker.
Yeah, you know, I saw a lot of people say that, and is it though? I mean, it's kind of a stretch, dude.
Yeah, it's because it's about a guy's slow descent into violent madness.
Yeah, but the Joker and, I mean, you know, Falling Down, they're very different, those slips into madness. For one, the Joker's already kind of mentally fucked up to begin with from his head trauma. You know what I mean? Michael Douglas just kind of had a bad day and kind of snapped from a bad day.
Who's the best Joker? Best Joker?
What'd you say? I'm sorry, Husey.
My Joaquin Phoenix joke.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Joaquin Phoenix has become such a preachy liberal that his next film is going to be called The Woker.
The Woker. I gotcha. Yeah, just work on that one. Touch that one up. You know, touch that one up. And, you know, we'll get there, you know? I mean, we can work on that one together, me and you. You know, we'll become writing partners. I got ones that are terrible as well. You know, we all do.
Yeah, delivery. Work on the delivery.
All right, let's see. As far as directing goes, I just want to run his IMDb, because he does have a decent fucking list of directing credits. 8mm, Phone Booth, which some people didn't like. I kind of liked it. He did some episodes of House of Cards. That's not good, because Kevin Spacey's a pedophile. Number 23, the Jim Carrey movie. Bad Company with Chris Rock and Anthony Hopkins. That wasn't terrible. Batman. A Time to Kill. That's a fucking fantastic movie, actually. With Matthew McConaughey.
What is that movie again?
And Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel's kid gets raped and almost murdered. And then Samuel L. kills the racist white guy who did it. And he gets put on trial. And it's in, like, Kentucky or one of those, you know, like, really racist states.
Ooh.
Yeah.
3 hours long.
Yeah, really good, though. You've seen it?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The Client, another great fucking movie. You ever see The Client?
No.
Brad Renfro and Susan Sarandon. You ever see that, Hughes?
Years ago, but I have to see it again, man.
The little kid witnesses a suicide, and, you know, they keep questioning him. Tommy Lee Jones is in it. Really fucking good movie. And then Falling Down, like you said. Flatliners. Lost Boys. St. Elmo's Fire. That's a biggie. And, yeah, so, you know, rest in peace, Joel Schumacher. And thanks for giving us some good movies there, pal. Let me see if there's anything else quick I wanted to touch on before we get out of here. Billy Mitchell. Oh, surprise, surprise. Ron Jeremy's getting charged in 4 counts of sexual assault.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Don't you fucking dare go after Ron Jeremy.
Are you kidding me?
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm stunned.
I'm pissed.
Stunned by this one. Ron Jeremy's a creep? What?
Yeah, that's like charging Denzel Washington on suspicion of being black.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't understand why things like that shouldn't even be news. Like, it really shouldn't. Like, no one's reading that going, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Ron Jeremy, huh?
Listen, his penis is like 10 inches. Of course it's going to be an assault. you know, with it.
I see what you're saying. That's funny. That's good. He's got a big dick, so he beats the pussy up.
He beats it up.
He got it.
You know, he's going to get a couple of charges in there, guys.
Oh, and now that things are opening up, at least here in America, some things are opening up. Well, you people who've been locked down, stuck in your house, don't you fucking come up to us who are essential workers and tell us how to live in this fucking world. I heard someone, hey man, get your mask on. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. No, you've been home locked away for 3 months. You don't get to say nothing. We've been out here in the fucking shit. I'll do what I want, first of all. Second of all, I understand what it's like to live in this world. So I don't want to hear your nonsense. You guys, you haven't earned your fucking badge yet to open your mouth. Just sit in the world we've all been living in, suffering for the past 3 or 4 months, and shut the fuck up. Because we've been taking care of things for the past 3-4 months.
Yeah, a little bit.
The ball's on those fucking people. I heard it, and I wanted to fucking snap their neck. I'm like, you literally just got here. Shut up. We've all been fine.
Shouldn't have to pay tax.
What?
Essential workers shouldn't have to pay tax.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a good boss. So, you know, my boss, he took care of things. But, all right, Husey, this was a good time. I liked having you on. We got to do this again.
Definitely. I'll try and sober up for the next one.
No, I like this better. You got anything you want to promote?
Just look me up on Twitter. I'm at the Husey.
All right. There you go. At the Husey. Look him up. Husey, like I said, it's been a lot of fun. We're definitely going to do this again, brother.
Thanks, I gotta go fuck
Cornette's wife. Enjoy. Hope you get that spot on the roster. All right, guys, that's it. We're wrapping it up. Super Ugly Show. Stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage is coming up next in 30 minutes. It's going to be a great show. All the ladies are here. Yours truly will be there. So hang out. Stay tuned for that. RussosBrand.com. Head over to RussosBrand.com right now. Go sign up. It's only $3.95 a month. That's less than $1 a week. You're getting over 14 brand new shows every single week. Tons of new content weekly for only $3.95 a month. So go to RussosBrand.com right now and go sign up. StamenGames.com. Baseball's coming back. Basketball's coming back. UFC's in full swing. They got wrestling. All the prop bets you're looking to get into, you can win tons of gift cards and other prizes. So go to StamenGames.com right now. It's absolutely free to play. So why aren't you doing it? StamenGames.com. Opie Radio, go over there now. Subscribe to the Opie Radio podcast. We love the Opster. Check him out every week. He's actually putting out tons of fucking new content, not even 2 a week. He's doing just randomness constantly. So go to OpieRadio.com and check out the Opster. And that's it. We'll see you.